and I generally do it now, and two or three afternoons this week have gotten away from me.
Okay, let me ask you about some fruits. What do you call the inside part of a cherry, the part you don't eat?
Well, the seed or the cone.
And what about on a peach, the part you don't eat?
Well, that would be the same thing, seed or cone.
And the type of peach where the flesh clings tight against the seed, what do you call that?
Oh, the type of peach?
Right.
I understand. I suppose there's a name for it, but I don't know it. Mm-hmm.
Do you know one for the other kind where the
No. There is a name I know, yeah. Seem like it's some cling or something, but I'm not familiar with it right now.
What about the part of the apple that you throw away?
The core.
And the type of nuts, either that they grow around here or that you might get for different occasions?
Well, we grow a few pecans, mostly.
And what about the kind in the ground?
Type of nuts? Peanuts?
Do you grow any of those, man?
No. Georgia grows a lot of them, though, pecans and peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the big money crop.
Yeah. Jimmy Carter's.
Yeah, crop. Yeah. But there's practically no farming at all around here at all. And never has, outside of years ago when the rice and other things and all, there hadn't been. Just little patches, little people have. No one made an actual living farming.
What about types of nuts that you might get for Christmas stocking or might put in cakes?
Well, you could get a whole kind of English walnuts, you get hazelnuts, and you get Brazil nuts, and different kinds.
What about the little vegetables, little red vegetables that are very sharp tasting?
Strawberries or cranberries? Or
kind that you use in salads?
Oh, little red ones, you said? Mm-hmm. Radish?
And what about the larger red vegetables grow on vines that
tomatoes.
And you have, what about the small tomatoes, say about that big or even some?
They have a salad tomato, make a little salad tomato.
And if you grow a few tomatoes and somebody got into your tomatoes, you might look out in the morning and say, somebody's been out here, the tomatoes are what?
All gone.
What about the kind of vegetable you frequently have with meat that you might bake, sometimes fry?
Well, Irish potatoes. Potatoes.
And what about the kind of potato that has a yellow meat?
Well, you have, well, the only kind we have is sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes. That's the only kind we have.
What about the word yam? Do you ever use that?
Oh, yes, that's used, yeah. Well, of course, yeah, some people use it. Of course, that the first, you have the yellow yams and the red yams. People, potatoes are referred to as yams, yeah.
And when you use the word potato, do you mean any kind of potato, or do you mean particularly sweet or particularly Irish?
Well, that's the only kind I would mean, but Irish potato or sweet potato. That's a general, that covers the general.
But if, say one of your neighbors told you, well, I'm going to raise some potatoes, you'd have to ask him whether it's going to be sweet or Irish potatoes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Would, yes.
Wouldn't mean right away. What about the type of vegetable that has a strong odor, makes your eyes water when you peel it?
Would be onions.
And what about the kind of small ones that you have in salad, say, that you have the green part, eat the green part as well as the bulb?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I don't eat them, of course. I can't think of it right now, to tell you the truth.
What about the type of vegetable you use in soups, and especially for gumbo?
Okra would be one of the main.
Do you know anything about making gumbo?